In a North Austin strip mall, there's a store called the Spy Exchange, a place for private investigators and cops to buy all sorts of gadgets. Cody Woods sells items such as tiny cameras, concealed recording devices, and GPS trackers.
This right here is probably our most popular model. It's called the Dart.
Woods puts a few GPS units on the display case for me to see. They range in size from a small box of mints to almost the size of a brick. The bigger ones have longer battery life. Most of them use a wireless transmitter to broadcast their location every few seconds. Good for tracking bad guys.
We used to sell a lot more to law enforcement, but now they have to have a court order for every time they put a GPS tracker on a vehicle. So that's slowed down the business a lot.
Until a U.S. Supreme Court case last year, U.S. v. Jones, police could use GPS tracking devices whenever they wanted to. Now they have to show probable cause and get a warrant from district court. That's created a big problem, says State House Representative Alan Fletcher. He's a retired Houston cop who co-chairs the House Homeland Security Committee. The problem, says Fletcher, is that court proceedings, unless sealed by a judge, are public record.
Then the bad guys, the drug cartels, they know that you're tracking them. And don't think that they don't have attorneys on retainer that go out and peruse through the records to see what court orders have been issued for what tracking.
Fletcher's introduced a bill that would keep these warrants sealed and another that would prevent freedom of information requests from revealing the movements of uniformed and undercover officers. That has the Texas Association of Broadcasters, of which KUT is a member, worried. The TAB's Michael Schneider says the so-called law enforcement exception that allows governments to deny freedom of information requests is used too much already.
The public needs to be able to determine for themselves whether or not law enforcement is following proper procedures, whether the investigation actions are justified, and if you remove information from that process, the public is kept in the dark.
Matt Simpson is with the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas. He's more concerned about another tracking device that tracks almost everyone almost constantly, your cell phone.
Our cell phones put a signal out to towers as we move around, and this creates basically a digital log of where you've been.
Simpson says police don't need to get a warrant to get your location records from your cell phone company. He says police file a sealed subpoena and get whatever location records they want. There's no judge involved. The ACLU is working with two state representatives, Brian Hughes and James White, on House Bill 1608. It would require Texas law enforcement officers to get a warrant for those records. Simpson says the public needs to know about these requests so that they're being made for the right reasons.
If the police department were checking the location of someone based on the fact that they belong to a certain religion or based on free speech or association, that would be something that a judge could catch and say, hey, this isn't a basis that's appropriate for investigation.
Austin Police Lieutenant Norris McKenzie says HB 1608 would add reporting requirements that he calls a burden and hard to meet. Criminals often use disposable phones that can't be easily traced to an individual.
You know, you got these throw-down phones now that you might not know, who actually the owner of the phone is.
The ACLU says no one knows exactly how many requests law enforcement agencies make for cell phone location information, but its best estimate is more than 1.3 million requests so far nationwide. Mark Dewey, KUT News.